If my numbers go up, it's because I call Donald Trump a jackass. I mean, that's not why I want to rise in the polls. Right.
I don't want to be judged by my impertinent language. Spoken harshly to a Yankee financier and scallywag. I want to be judged by the purity of my lineage and my family's sweet tea recipe. And let me say this, the secret ingredient is sugar.
In the historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas, the On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
Welcome, America, west of the Rockies to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south. South to our friends in Old Mexico. Well, thanks for spending part of your Saturday night with me here on the John Brislin Show. And this fine, it's August now, isn't it? It's August 1st, 2015. And the summer is flying by, as all time seems to. I talked to a lady one time that was about 88 years old. And she said that when she was 16, it took forever to get to 18. And when she was 18, it was a lifetime to get to 21. And she said, now that I'm 88, it's a Christmas every week. Time just flies by. So I hope you're enjoying your summer, and we have got a lot to talk about as the summer creeps up upon the Republican debate coming up in a few days, where of the 17 candidates across the United States, the 17, that's just from what I remember, that's record setting. I don't think there have ever been 17 candidates. And they will all be debating and talking. And of course, the one that people want to hear about for, you know, various TMZ kind of reasons is Donald Trump. And he will be coming under fire. And I think the interesting thing for me will be to see what it is that he'll be saying when suddenly he's not shadow boxing and he's actually in the ring with very, very serious candidates that are very, very serious about winning. Now, there are a few interesting things that have been said about him, and I only want to mention those to illustrate the fact that there are certain types of issues or themes or conversations, maybe, that we like to have about the presidential debate, that we like, that we enjoy, that we find entertaining in politics. There are certain issues and certain ideas and themes that we actually enjoy as the sport of politics. And I'm going to hold there for a second. We'll get to that. That's going to be the meat of the show in just a minute. But there was an interesting article that I want to slide in. It's in the Wall Street Journal from today. Peggy Noonan, one of my favorite writers, as a matter of fact. She talks about a friend of hers who is, you know, the quote, I'm doing air quotes here. Do you hear that sound? That's the sound of air quotes. All right. That's whenever you hear that, that's the sound of air quotes. The typical American. And to read for just a moment from this article, you can pick it up from the opinion page, A11 and today's Wall Street Journal. Peggy Noonan writes that I had a conversation this week with a longtime acquaintance who supports Donald Trump. She's in her 60s, resides in North Georgia near the Tennessee line, lives on Social Security. She voted for Barack Obama in 2008 and was, in fact, the first person who alerted me to the breadth of his support. In 2012, she voted Republican, disappointed in Mr. Obama, not from the left or the right, but the center. He couldn't make anything work or get anything done. So Peggy Noonan goes on to say, so why Trump? And her, the lady's response is, quote, the whole country will be in better shape. And ISIS won't like it that he's in charge. He's very wealthy and can turn around the economy. He'll get things moving. The Donald will kick a-hole. Yeah, you dump that? Oh, I thought...
I was very tempted to.
When I was just talking to producer Denise Marmeyer on the other side of the glass, and we have a dump button. If I ever say something just rowdy, too rowdy for the FCC, then, you know, she can delete it, essentially, bleep it. And so I thought the ASS word was going to be bleepable. Anyway, moving on. Now, I'll skip a little bit here, but she basically says that, well, let me continue. This is an important piece. This woman that lives in Georgia talking about Donald Trump. The Donald will kick you know what. She knows other supporters locally and among friends of her son, an Iraq vet. They're completely disgusted and furious, she says, and he's igniting their passions. He's telling them, I will make this country great again, and they believe him. Mr. Trump is dismissed as exciting, but we have to get excited, to get up out of our chair to vote. So, one other paragraph I want to mention here in Peggy Noonan's article. It says, does he have common sense, he being Donald Trump? And the lady's response is, yes, she says. He is concerned about what everyone is concerned about, except politicians. A lot of deals have to be made, and he knows the art of the deal. I've mentioned that last week, right? Huh? Art of the Deal is a reference to the first book that he ever wrote. A lot of deals have to be made, and he knows the art of the deal. The biggest problem is all the illegal immigrants. So I'm going to stop there and highly encourage you to go to the Wall Street Journal and read that article on page A11 by Peggy Noonan. It's an interesting look into what it is that we find important in the presidential election that's coming up. Forgive me, I had to cough there. My question to you tonight is this. The discussion that I want to have tonight sounds like this. If I hire an employee, I know what it is that I'm going to expect from that person. The things that I would fire that person for and the things that make them better than anyone else. If I hire a babysitter, I know the things that I expect from a babysitter. I know the ways that I would verify what I'm told rather than just taking whatever it is that a babysitter might tell me to check and verify, or as Reagan said, trust and confirm. I know what it is that I want. You and I both know what it is that we want out of our next president. We know what it is. And what I'm asking you is to think about what the top three things are that you are looking for in your next hire for the role of the president of the United States. What is it that you're looking for? Now, I promise when this debate comes up and those that follow, you are going to be told what you should think. You are going to be given the TMZ version of what they have to say. You're going to be given the glitzy car salesman version of what they have to say. You're going to be given the courtroom litigator slick willy version. The Madison Avenue advertiser driven messages are going to wash across you. But before all of that happens, before it happens, right now, you and I both know what we expect out of a president. Let's say it out loud. Let's say what it is we expect a president to do and be. What do we want to hear them say that will verify they are who we want to hire. Who would you hire? No. Scratch that. No, avoid the answer about who you would want to hire. Don't think about personalities. If this were someone who has not yet entered the race, if there was a hypothetical out there, not a hypothetical, that's the wrong word. If there was the ideal candidate that has not entered the race, candidate number 18, what would you want candidate number 18 to possess? And I'm looking for deep down, almost universal characteristics, as in, here's one for me. I want to believe that that person would act as I would if I were in the chair. Hey, I'm married. I don't expect my wife to agree with everything that I do 100% of the time. I'm happy if we get to 50, and that's a person I love. What are the things that you need to agree on to make the marriage successful? What are the things you need to agree on to make the role of the president successful in your eyes? The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Let's go to some callers. And Jack, you are on with John. Good evening, sir.
Oh, okay. So I'll give you the top three things that I think the next president should do.
That's a long conversation. And what I wanted to get to is, what do you think they should believe? So if you want to weave that together, fine.
Oh, I thought you wanted the three things that you wanted to hire the next president. What you want the three things that the next president's supposed to do?
No, I'm not saying they should solve the economy, hire more teachers, things like that. What I'm saying is, deep down, if you were to hire a babysitter or an employee, you don't know what's coming next for your business, or you don't know what your kids are going to do. So you want someone who is what? Punctual. You want someone who is trustworthy, or what are the core characteristics that you're looking for in a babysitter or an employee or a president? What are the things? I mean, for instance, do you feel that they should be completely using the strength of the American economy to build up the lower class, which will then blossom into a better America? Or do you think that we should use the American resources to build up the businesses that are out there, and then the benefits will trickle down? Or what are the things that you're looking for in a person?
Okay, sure. So what I'm looking for is somebody that understands the founding principles of what the role of the president is in relationship to Congress, and that the next president will follow the Constitution and will have more of a work ethic than the last couple of presidents. I'm not interested in a president that's going to be golfing, going to fundraisers, traveling all around the world. I think the next president has a lot of work, and he needs to stay at the workplace and get the job done, even if it means working 7 days a week. We have presidents now. I mean, if you look at President Obama, I think he spends most of his time each week going to fundraisers. And if he's not going to fundraisers, he's on Air Force One going to some foreign country.
Okay, now we're getting into a very easy thing to talk about, and I want to try to steer us back onto the subject of what is it that you're looking for in the next president. And I want to push a little bit back. I want to push back a little bit on what you're saying. In my opinion, I don't really think that it's fair to say, well, they are just simply not working hard enough, that all the problems would be solved if they could squeeze in 8 days into a 7 day work week, or even that they're not working hard enough at all. I mean, I would also, as I've done many times before, challenge the idea of they golf too much. The White House follows a president around. If he's on the seventh hole on Martha's Vineyard, you know what? the White House is about 30 feet behind him. He's always working. And I would even add one last thing before I let you finish. I'm sorry to interrupt for so long. If we push a person, any human being, to work that 7 days a week under the most stressful job in the world, they're going to break down. They're going to be a tool that that wears out if we don't help them stay rested. I don't think working harder is the thing. And I'm getting the evil eye from Denise. And Jack, since I have to make Denise happy at all costs, can you hang on with me through the break so we can continue this conversation?
Sure, I'd love to.
All right, thank you, sir. This is the John Brislin Show. What is it that you would want in the character for your next president? Your top three things. Call me at 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Stay right where you are, you.
Look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Going on vacation, visiting a theme park, then let independent guides make your experience unforgettable. Learn how to skip the lines, save hundreds on tickets, food, and accommodations, and get insider tips from ex-theme park employees with our high-quality guidebooks available in print and digital formats on Amazon and other leading retailers. Make your next vacation unforgettable with Independent Guides. Visit independentguidebooks.com. That's independentguidebooks.com today.
President Obama, whose father was born in Kenya, but due to security concerns, he won't be able to visit that village.
We'll be there to teach.
I will not feel bad. He has to come here to work, so let him work. I can't feel bad. He has to come here for his duty, but someday he will surely come. He's a son here, and I cannot be angered by him not coming to see me.
Little passive-aggressive from the Kenyan grandmother. No, I get it. He's the president. He has important people to meet. It doesn't bother me at all. If I really want to see him, he'll come to my funeral. I'll die.
President Obama said that he thinks he could win a third term in office if he ran. Then again, the Constitution won't allow it, screamed Hillary Clinton.
That's funny.
If only they would let you, but you can't. You can't, you see. It's someone else's turn.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Do you own a smartphone? Well, I certainly do. And I would suggest that you remember this. Fixbids.com. Now, it's spelled F-I-X-B-I-D-Z.com. Now, you quickly receive bids from highly rated auto repair shops to fix any damage. We've all run into something like that, pardon the pun. Fixbids.com also pays half of your insurance deductible. Visit fixbids.com to download the app free on any Apple or Android smartphone. No obligation whatsoever. No obligation. Get the power back as the consumer and take the stress out of fixing your vehicle. Visit fixbids.com. That's F-I-X-B-I-D-Z.com.
Did you know that people are trying to find your business on Google? The question is, can they? At SaltRank, we work to get your website on the top of Google so that new customers come to you. Stop searching for customers. They're already looking for you. Learn more about our service at www.saltrank.com or call us today at 844-255-RANK. That's 844-255-RANK. Did you know that people are trying to find your business on Google? The question is, can they? At SaltRank, we work to get your website on the top of Google so that new customers come to you. Stop searching for customers. They're already looking for you. Learn more about our service at www.saltrank.com or call us today at 844-255-RANK. That's 844-255-RANK.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN.
Tell me who's in writing, tell me who's in writing.
Welcome back to the John Breslin Show, and we will continue our conversation with Jack in San Diego. Welcome back.
Well, you know, I tell you, if I'm going to be hiring the next president, which when we're voting, that's essentially what we're doing.
Definitely, yeah.
I think there needs to be some changes so we can make a proper consideration. First of all, I think it should be required that the president's medical records and his college grades and things like that should be made public, including his financial statements. It shouldn't be voluntary. It should be mandatory so we can make a judgment. And there's one thing that's not done that I think should be done, and that is the President of the United States sees all of our secrets, including above top secret. Yet a security clearance is not required to be President of the United States, and a security clearance and a background check is not performed on presidential candidates. And somebody like Barack Obama, who in his book, Dreams from My Father, he chronicled all of his drug use in high school and college, and that would, in most cases, disqualify him from a security clearance.
Well, okay. You mentioned a couple of things there. The most recent one was the security clearance. There is no security clearance. My understanding of the process is that there is no security clearance done on people that are candidates up until the point that they get Secret Service protection. And that, you know, they don't need to be a nominee to get the Secret Service protection. That's the common thing. Now, once they are a nominee, they do get more of a background check, as what, you know, according to what you're talking about. And then the president himself, do they get a background check? Well, here's the thing. There is for all intents and purposes, the Fourth Estate, the media, does the background check. We have never really had too much of a problem with looking at the media and saying that they have vetted the Republican or Democratic nominee for the presidency. They do go through and still vet them, they being the FBI and various other agencies, to make sure that there's nothing critical that the media has missed. But the media has been so thorough that they can rely on, if there was any dirty laundry, it would come out. Now, you mentioned as far as, what did you say earlier about their education, the report cards from, I assume, just college?
They should be forced to reveal and make public their medical records, mm-hmm. Their college and high school records, mm-hmm. Things like that, so that we, I mean, if you're hiring somebody from that position, let's say you want to be a CIA agent,
mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to do an extensive background check, and they're going to see all of this stuff. But yet, we're trying to hire somebody from the most important job in the United States, and it's voluntary what they want to release. And I think it should be mandatory, or we're not going to be able to make an informative decision.
Well, typically the financial statements are turned over, and they can be turned over in an open way for everyone to see, but they don't need to be. They can be just turned over to, I'm not exactly sure that deep into the process, whether it goes to a...
turned over his medical records or his college records.
And the medical and college records, you know, I'll tell you, that would be something... I disagree with you on that. I don't think... Actually, I would question whether or not it's even legal to hire somebody and take into account their medical issues. It is a protected class, the disabilities. I'm not even sure that you can do that. However, you know, the reason I'm not positive is because we are voting on this person. So who actually is the hiring authority? It's the American people. So how that tweaks the idea of discrimination, I'm not sure. As far as the education and their college transcripts, to be totally honest, I think that the college transcripts are a pretty good indication of how you did in college. But if you haven't been in college for 20 years, you know, I kind of don't care
what I do care about is what you've done in the 20 years since then. What did you do with the education? I don't really care if you got straight A's and you have a degree in marine biology. If you're running for the president, I want to know what you've done that's relative to the office of the president. Related to the office of the president. I don't care if you got straight A's in marine biology. That does nothing for my opinion of you and what my expectation is of your performance.
So, in the case of a president that refuses to turn over his medical records and his college records, don't you think that the motive for that would be is he's got something to hide, something that would embarrass him?
Well,
I mean,
have you ever watched West Wing?
Sure.
Well, do you remember when Jed Bartlett had MS and he did not reveal it for the purpose of the reelection?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. It wasn't something that would stop him from performing the roles, the job of the president. However, people could use that against him, and which is the entire idea of discrimination. Would we say that FDR is not eligible to be the president of the United States because he's in a wheelchair? Legally? No, we wouldn't say that. In the court of public opinion, we absolutely do not. I don't believe we do not elect a president in a wheelchair when they have to be on television. We don't do it. So do I think that he needs to say, hand over his complete medical records to see if he's in shape enough? I don't see how that tells me that he's going to be a good president. I don't.
The only reason why I would disagree with you is because the office requires him to see our most sensitive secrets. And if he was just applying for a regular government job, like maybe a CIA agent, trust me, they would want to see all of his medical background, his college records, and more. And they would do an extensive background check. And I'm just saying, we need more information as a voting public to make an informed decision, because essentially we are the president's employer. And if we're going to hire this guy, we need more information.
More information. I get it. I've got to leave it there, though. Jack in San Diego, thanks very much for the call. I appreciate it. This is the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you.
Eye on Washington with Merrily Joyce, taking Nevadans to Capitol Hill for the latest on the federal issues that matter most to you. Sunday mornings at 7:30, here on News Talk 720, KDON.
Hi, this is Ken Thompson from SportsX Radio, inviting you to join me each and every night, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., right here, 50,000 watt AM 720 KDWN, for the greatest in sports talk, breaking down all the games. SportsX Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., sponsored by Cannon Racing Sportsbooks.
Did you hear the news? Veterans Talk, The Forgotten Promise, is outgrowing its 90 minutes into a full two-hour show. Tune in on Saturdays at noon to learn more about our expanded show.
You want to feel connected, informed, included, inspired. So when important things happen, we're here. Your local radio and TV broadcasters. America's number one source for news, weather, and information on your radio, TV, computer, tablet, and smartphone. We are broadcasters, always here for you, wherever here may be. Tell Washington local stations matter by texting radio to 52886. Furnished by NAB and this station, message and data rates may apply.
Walk that walk.
Get an inside look at what's going on in your state legislature. Listen to Walk the Talk with Michelle Fiore, Saturday morning at 9, right here on News Talk 720 KDWN.
Walk that walk. Talk that talk.
Listen to The John Burnett Show, where no subject is out of bounds. Weekdays 6 to 7 p.m. Only on News Talk 720 KDWN, where locals come to talk.
Business owners, did you know that summer is a great time to hire the best people? With your competitors on vacation, there's less competition for quality candidates. But posting your job in one place isn't enough to find them. And when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 100-plus job sites with a single click. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Plus, be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate this summer before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
New Quinnipiac University poll, which of all the major polls is the hardest to pronounce, has Trump ahead of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker by a lot, 20% to 13%. Jeb Bush is now down to third. But while Donald Trump leads the Republican field by a wide margin, right now he seems to be unelectable. The same poll shows him losing to Hillary Clinton by 12 points, losing to Joe Biden by 12 points, losing by 8 points to Bernie Sanders, and he's 5 points behind Bill Cosby.
Basically, the President of the United States called my office and asked twice if I would come to Washington and meet with him, and I did. You know, I was brought through the secret White House tunnel entrance at Mount Rushmore. It was a round table meeting with the president, Elvis, still alive, Minister Farrakhan, and the Area 51 alien. I remember what happened. We opened with the traditional Saul Alinsky prayer, supped on the blood of the righteous, and took turns f***ing a replica of the Reagan eye socket.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Welcome back to the John Breslin Show. I want to go back to the article from the Wall Street Journal today on page A11, Peggy Noonan's article. Paragraph 9 reads this. Does it bother her, this lady that is Peggy Noonan's friend, does it bother her that Mr. Trump has never held elective office? She paused a half second and said, quote, "It bothers me a little bit, but I think we need a very tough businessman with great business acumen. We can restore the highways and tunnels and airports. He'll rebuild them. He'll build a wall in Mexico. If he was a reality TV show guy, that's okay. Get it done." End quote. Well, I appreciate the comments that she has, and I appreciate that that's how she views that's what she wants in the next president. So if we're looking at Donald Trump or anybody else, I think that if we are more careful and more understanding of what it is that we actually want from an employee, from a babysitter, or any other person who's going to do something on our behalf, and we should want... I said that poorly, but we should also know what we want from the president of the United States. And we should know before we start getting told what we want from the president of the United States. So this lady in Peggy Noonan's article says that she wants someone who has an incredible business acumen and is very tough and doesn't need to understand politics. And politics under the broad umbrella would also include foreign policy, right? Economic policy, Homeland Security and such. Well, in an interview that Donald Trump, for instance, did yesterday, he said these two statements. The first statement was, quote, Saudi Arabia makes $1 billion a day. Why are we paying for their defense? That's one of those things that's an applause line. People have said things along those lines for as long as we've ever written a check to somebody outside of our borders. Why do we give foreign aid to anybody else? Why should we do it? We need money here, right? Our schools are falling apart. Why are we paying for Saudi Arabia's defense? I'm not even going to go into the very long explanation of why that type of foreign policy, foreign aid, and cooperation abroad is important to the businesses and the economy domestically. I'm not even going to get into it, but I'm going to mention that Donald Trump, about 2 minutes after that question was asked, he was asked about what he thought of Jeb Bush. And for time's sake, I'm going to clip out some of the comments, and I'm just simply going to say that Donald Trump said, quote, donors don't give money unless they're going to get something for it. And his reference, he was talking about the fact that he doesn't need to rely on donors because presumably he's a billionaire and he can do what he so pleases, right? Where Jeb Bush, on the other hand, needs to do what Jack said Obama is doing and spend most of his time at the fundraisers in order to keep his job and keep the things related to getting reelected in motion. So my question is this. Why is it confusing to someone who is supposed to be so astute, so familiar with the ways of the world? Why is it confusing that Saudi Arabia, when he says, quote, Saudi Arabia makes $1 billion a day. Why are we paying for the defense? And then he also says at the same time, donors don't give money unless they're getting something for it. Why is it confusing when I, John Breslin, as the advisor to all Republican candidates, including Donald Trump, why is it confusing for him when I say America does not give money or military aid or a box of flipping Girl Scout cookies to anybody anywhere in the world unless we are getting something for it? Let me say that again. We don't give anybody bombs or bullets or Girl Scout cookies unless we are getting something for it. I promise you that this government, any government in recent history, they are ruthless, ruthless when it comes to demanding something in return for the help that we have given them. Why is that debatable? But the fact that people only donate money to candidates in order to get something, that's common sense. That's just plain spoken populist formula truth. The reason is it's a tagline, folks. Political strategists have shown that people, although it doesn't make logical sense that one is true and the other is not, people believe it. Polls have actually shown that that is what the American people believe. That we give money away on the one hand, but fight to get something in return for the money we give on the other hand. It doesn't make sense. But it still plays really well to the tune of 20% support for Donald Trump saying such a thing in the polls. Let's talk about how we fix things like that. In fact, let's talk about it right now with Amelia in High Desert, California. You are on with John.
Well, John, I guess maybe what you're asking for is maybe we need more specific job descriptions. For instance, if I'm hiring somebody or trying to make a deal with somebody, maybe I need to be more specific about my job description. And you're talking about giving something without this hardcore getting something in return, really. You know, this is all pretty vague, John, because I have encountered in my life a lot of times where I give something and I'm a little vague about what I expect in return. But no, once I give it, I'm not necessarily going to get anything back for it unless. Now, so here's my question.
Well, that's because you're kind, Amelia.
Maybe we need a more specific job description.
Okay.
And we got to keep a deal simple, in my opinion. 1, 2, 3. Here's what we want. Here's when we want it. It must have a bottom line. And then here's what's going to happen to you if you don't.
Give me an example.
Okay, so that's for the president's job, which I'm not really excited about because, you know what, John? There's one thing that would change this whole game. If all these Americans are all confused and if they're all so dizzy and we're all charmed by the money and the, you know, the campaigning with no promise, no bottom line, and no consequences if they do not complete whatever they were hired to do, well, we should have the right to say no. none of the above, until we, even if they start to pass laws that are too complicated and too confusing and they're not in our language, then we just have a box at the bottom that says, no, none of the above. Go back and start all over, people, until you can come up with something that we can understand, something that we can agree with, like a promise, a bottom line, and a what if you don't.
Okay, give me an example. I've only got a few seconds left, but they're all yours. Tell me the top three things that you would want in that job description. Go.
Well, you're going to have to be impeccable with your words, so I agree with Jack. They should be completely open to all of us as we are to them. Number two, that's going to come down to family life. I'm not sure how many wives, and I'm not sure I want a girl with some old man, old maid. I'm not really sure how I want the family to look, since they're maybe just on display. Number one, be impeccable with your word. So I guess we're going to have to hear what their promises are. Nobody ever makes those promises. There's no bottom line with numbers, 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 and there's no consequences. Maybe we should just vote for two guys and let, I don't even like having a vice president team. How many of us really want that second guy to be the one when the other guy gets knocked off?
Okay. Well, you know, I understand what you're saying, and I've got to run to a quick break, but Amelia out there in High Desert, California, you keep it safe tonight, all right? This is the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Stay right where you are, you.
John Breslin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Attention business owners, I want to tell you about a great business network, ElegantThings.com. That's E-L-Y-G-A-N-T Things.com. Elegant Things was created for all business owners, marketers, webmasters, and others to have a place where you can shine. Some of the incredible benefits of joining ElegantThings.com are having your personal page and website submitted to all available global search engines. Here you can share and learn informative topics on business. You will have access to other business owners to purchase products for personal or for bulk buying. You can write reviews about products and services of companies around the world. There are free tools to increase traffic to your site. Also, there are ad spaces for sale at very affordable prices. Sign up today at ElegantThings.com. E-L-Y-G-A-N-T Things.com. ElegantThings.com.
Hillary Clinton, you know, she's also running. You hear less about it. She's not giving a lot of interviews. That's one of the criticisms. She hasn't been giving a lot of interviews because I think she's looking out at everybody else who's running for president, and she's thinking, if I keep my mouth shut, I think I got this thing.
And Time magazine interviewed Bill Clinton about the current presidential campaign, and he claimed he had to ask Hillary to marry him three times before she said yes. Then Hillary's like, yeah, that wasn't me.
Also said today that her greatest strength is her passionate commitment to helping people. For instance, there was that time in 2008 when she helped a young black man from Chicago become president. Listen, Hillary Clinton revealed today that she thinks her biggest weakness is her impatience. Said the interviewer, Mrs. Clinton, I haven't asked you anything yet. Hillary also said today that her greatest strength is her passionate commitment to helping people. For instance, there was that time in 2008 when she helped a young black man from Chicago become president.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Do you own a smartphone? Well, remember this. Fixbids.com. That's F-I-X-B-I-D-Z.com. You can quickly receive bids from highly rated auto repair shops to fix any kind of damage. Fixbids.com also pays half of your insurance deductible. Visit fixbids.com to download the app free on any Apple or Android smartphone. There's no obligation whatsoever. Get the power back as the consumer and take the stress out of fixing your vehicle. Visit fixbids.com. That's fixbidz.com.
Heart of God, a simple book about who you really are and how to be truly happy. Who are you really? What is your relationship to the universe? Is there a secret to achieving happiness? You will find answers to these questions here. Surprisingly, those answers are common to, but hidden within, numerous wisdom traditions. This book is about uncovering these universal truths and understanding the fundamental nature of reality. Belief in God is not necessary to benefit from this book. You must, however, believe in yourself and approach with an open mind. If so, your understanding of who you are and your place in this world will explode. Your own common sense, logic, and intuitive understanding will reveal your true nature and point you directly on your path to happiness and success. Visit www.partofgod.com for your copy. That's www.partofgod.com. Part of God, a simple book about who you really are and how to be truly happy. Who are you really? What is your relationship to the universe? Is there a secret to achieving happiness? You will find answers to these questions here. Surprisingly, those answers are common to, but hidden within, numerous wisdom traditions. This book is about uncovering these universal truths and understanding the fundamental nature of reality. Belief in God is not necessary to benefit from this book. You must, however, believe in yourself and approach with an open mind. If so, your understanding of who you are and your place in this world will explode. Your own common sense, logic, and intuitive understanding will reveal your true nature and point you directly on your path to happiness and success. Visit www.partofgod.com for your copy. That's www.partofgod.com.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
That is the song that I love so much to ease back into the second half hour of the John Breslin Show. Ah, tell me you weren't playing the drums on the steering wheel and shaking your head in the big hair rock band kind of, you know, whatever you call that. You know, I'm not sure where I'm going with that, but the song, it gets you all pumped up. Isn't it amazing what music can do? Isn't it amazing? And I'll tell you, it is... It is something that I pay very, very close attention to here on the show and try to make it match the mood. And I think we do a pretty good job. And that is all Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass. Your face is going to freeze that way if you keep doing that. My grandmother said it, and she was a very wise woman. So it must be true. Let's go to World Citizen in line one. You are on with John out there in Bay Area, San Francisco.
Well, thanks for letting me on, John.
Happy to have you always. What's the good word?
Well, you're right. Denise is a very good replacement for Mr. Barnett.
Oh, yes, she is. I don't know if anybody could ever replace, but I get what you're saying, and it's like a car and a truck. It's nice to have either one of them.
Oh, definitely. I think Denise can probably handle the job just as well as Mr. Barnett, though. But
she's awesome. I actually worked with her years ago, and it's like going some sort of old home week now that she's back. So,
oh.
But what's going on out there in San Francisco? Well, my wife is out in your neck of the woods, sort
really?
Of.
Which city?
I think she's in Monterey right now. She's at a restaurant, I think. I just got a video of her dancing with my father-in-law and our kids in a restaurant in Monterey. That's up in your neck of the woods, right?
I'm halfway between Monterey and Santa Cruz in Watsonville.
Well, then she's practically your neighbor tonight.
About 20 miles. Listen, I got to talk about Donald Trump, man.
Let's do it.
The Don is, he's on a run, man. And I really think that if he doesn't blow it this week and he makes a couple of comments and gets up there and hits some home runs at this next debate, I think we're going to be talking about him come Saturday night.
Well, I'll tell you, I will agree with this part of it. If he hits home runs in this debate, then yes, we absolutely will be talking about it. But the interesting thing to think about as we go in is twofold. One, what we've been talking about so far this evening, the what are we expecting from him? We should know and be able to say these are the top three things that I want, not even from him, from any one of the candidates, any of the 17 or those on the stage. The next thing is he's been a shadow boxer up until now. He has been dancing around, talking about, you know, the Muhammad Ali style, Cassius Clay style. I'm so pretty. I'm dance like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Ain't nobody pretty like me.
Right.
You can dance around and look pretty all day long. You know,
well, the rope-a-dope was where he faked out the other fighters.
Right. But the thing is,
act like he was hurt.
That's when he had. That's when he had another fighter, and that is what Donald Trump is going to have in the ring this time.
Oh, he's going to have 16 more, man. He's going to have 16 more fighters, well, all against him. And all he has to really do is tell them guys to grow a pair, man up, you know? He does something like that, he would, you know.
Well, I hope he does. I hope he says that exact same sentence.
Well, because especially when it comes to this thing about Mexico, how much he's really got these, 30 third-party people all worked up about, you know. If he goes in there and starts talking about immigration and all this other stuff and starts scoring big points, he may be 5-1 against Jeb Bush.
Well, hold on a second. Before we get too wrapped around the axle on Donald Trump, first let me just conclude that part and say I assume that there's a thumbs up from you for Trump.
Well, I'm waiting for Hillary Clinton to really put the smack down on Trump, so.
And that will be happening too. There's a lot of interesting competition coming up, and we have not seen any of it yet.
They've been going after her, John, right?
They've
all been going after Hillary.
Yes. Well, they haven't been going after her in earnest because she is not really in the fight quite yet. The fight hasn't really started yet. What?
They're having to fight with the Trump.
Which is interesting in a broader political strategy, and also part of it is that bringing in Joe Biden is an interesting tactic as well to try to deflect. Let's stay focused for a second.
Yeah.
What are the three things that you think are most important and what you are looking for in the next president of the United States?
Not immigration. Affordable health care.
Okay.
The military, you know, like overseas experience in the military.
Okay.
And the economy.
A little more specific on the economy. Are you saying build bridges and help businesses? Are you saying increase the minimum wage? Are you give me a little feel for what
you know,
it is
I,
about
I really
the.
I think we can do both of those, but we'll start off with the minimum wage.
Minimum wage.
Sure.
Okay.
Going crazy with that minimum wage over here.
Okay. Well, you know what? I like the fact that you were able to list the three things and say them, you know, articulate them, say them out loud and have a firm understanding of where you are. I want to take you one step beyond that now for a very brief exercise of sorts. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. If I were to say that I self-identify as something, I self-identify as a father, a husband, a political talk radio show host, and a truck owner. I'm a truck man, and you can kind of have, there are stereotypes that go with being a truck guy. I like to fix stuff. I like to go camping. I will help people move when they're moving with my truck, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now, if those are the ways that I self-identify, how do you, and I've only got about 45 seconds, but they're all yours. How do you self-identify? How do you see yourself? And I want to see if it matches up to the president's description.
Oh, my self unstructured anarchist.
Unstructured anarchist, okay?
Yeah, I don't fit in either category. That's why I register neither party. I register as a declined estate.
Okay. Give me two more. Just random top of your head, because it's spontaneity is the key, too.
You'd probably call me middle class, I guess.
Okay. And number three?
Unique.
A little more specific. That's. Can we do a little bit better, or should we stick with that?
I would think that I'm very politically aware.
Politically aware. Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. Now, I'm writing that down. Politically aware. All right. Now, what you said is healthcare, military, and minimum wage. And then for yourself, you see yourself as anarchist, middle class, and politically aware.
Unstructured anarchist. I don't go to their conventions.
All right.
They don't see me coming, John.
Interesting thing to analyze, compare, and contrast, my friend. I wish we had another 5 minutes to talk, or even more than that, but I've got to leave it. Thanks, my friend. Be safe. Now, this is where, if you know it, say it with me. It is important to remember this, that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight. And I will be here fighting for it with you and producer Denise Merrimeyer, the face on the other side of the glass, every Saturday night at 9 o'clock right here on KDWN. Also, johnbrislinshow.com, spelled B as in boy, R-I-S-L-I-N, johnbrislinshow.com. Facebook, Twitter, and all the good stuff. Good night, America, wherever you are.
John the Revelator wrote the book of seven seals.
The new home of Sean Hannity in Las Vegas. News Talk 720, KDWN, a Beasley Media Group.